We continue reading from Genesis chapter 41. We pick up the story at verse 17. And Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, "In my dream, behold, I stood on the lip of the river, and behold, from the river there came up seven cows, nourished in flesh and beautiful in form, and they pastured in the sedge. Behold, seven other cows came up after them, thin and evil in form exceedingly, and lean in flesh, such as I have never seen in all the land of Egypt for badness. The slender and bad cows did eat up the first seven nourished cows, and they came into their inward parts, and it was not known that they had come into their inward parts, and their appearance was bad as in the beginning. And I awoke. And I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up upon one reed, full and good. And behold, seven ears, shriveled, thin, and scorched with the east wind, grew up after them. And the thin ears swallowed up the seven good ears. And I say it to the magician, and no one tells it to me." And Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dream of Pharaoh, it is one. What God is doing, he has told to Pharaoh. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven slender and evil cows that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears scorched with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the word that I spoke to Pharaoh. What God does, he has caused Pharaoh to see. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty in all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall eat all the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land from the face of that famine after it, for it shall be very heavy." And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh 2 times, for the word is established by God, and God is hastening to do it. And now let Pharaoh see a man with understanding and wisdom, and put him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint overseers in the land, and take the fifth of the land of Egypt in the 7 years of plenty. And let them bring together all the food of those good years that come, and pile up grain under the hand of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them guard it. And the food shall be for a deposit for the land, for the 7 years of the famine that shall be in the land of Egypt. And the land shall not be cut off in the famine. And the word was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Shall we find such a one as this man, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "For as much as God has caused thee to know all this, there is no one so intelligent and wise as thou. Thou shalt be over my house, and upon thy mouth shall all my people kiss. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh removed his ring from upon his hand and put it upon the hand of Joseph and clothed him in garments of fine linen and set a necklace of gold upon his neck. And he made him ride in the second chariot that he had, and they proclaimed before him, "Abrech, bend the knee," and he put him over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and besides thee shall no man lift high his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneach, and he gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, for a woman. And Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. And Joseph was a son of 30 years when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from before Pharaoh and passed over into all the land of Egypt. And the land made a gathering by handfuls in the 7 years of plenty. And he brought together all the food of the 7 years that were in the land of Egypt, and put the food in cities. The food of the field of the city that was all around her, he put in her midst. And Joseph piled up grain as the sand of the sea, multiplying it exceedingly until he stopped numbering, for it had no number. And to Joseph was born 2 sons before the year of famine came, to whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, gave birth for him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. In the 7 years of plenty, which was in the land of Egypt, were completed. And the 7 years of famine began to come, as Joseph had said. And there was famine in all the lands. And in all the land of Egypt, there was bread. And all the land of Egypt was hungry. And the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said to all Egypt, go to Joseph, what he says to you, do. And the famine was on all the faces of the land. And Joseph opened all that was in them and rationed to Egypt. And the famine was firmly in the land of Egypt. And all the land came to Egypt to purchase to Joseph, for the famine was firm in the land. And from the Arcana Celestia, 53:17. And Pharaoh took off his ring from upon his hand. That this signifies a confirming of the power the natural previously had is evident from the representation of Pharaoh as being the natural, and from the signification of a ring as being that which confirms, and from the signification of hand as being power. From this it is plain by his taking off his ring from upon his hand as signified that the natural gave up the power it had before, and that by putting it upon Joseph's hand, as below, is signified that the natural yielded all the power to the celestial of the spiritual. That a ring upon the hand denotes confirmation of power cannot be so well established from parallel passages in the Word, because rings upon the hand are nowhere else mentioned, save only in Luke, where the father of the son, who had wasted all his substance, said to the servants, bring forth the chief robe and put it upon him, and put a ring upon his hand and shoes upon his feet. Amen. Here end the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.